Good afternoon and welcome to the 2018 State of Summit County. Thank you all so much for being here today and working together every day to make our community brighter. Thank you to the Akron Press Club for inviting me to deliver the State of the County as part of your programming. By attending today, all of you are helping to support the scholarship fund for the Press Club. The American press is needed now more than ever, and I celebrate all young people who seek out that time-honored and noble profession. We should all be very proud that our presence here today is a small part of helping journalism students reach their goals. Please also take a brief moment to join me in thanking the Firestone High School Jazz Quartet and Lisa King, our interpreter from Greenleaf Family Center. For the third year in a row, we are once again partnering with the Summit County Reworks to make this a zero-waste event. Last year, we diverted an impressive 94% of that material that would have gone to the landfills. This year, we hope to exceed that mark. Marcy Kress and the Reworks team are amazing, and we appreciate the significant impact they make in our community. Just over 2 years ago, I took the oath of office to become the Summit County Executive. During these past years, we've seen significant change in our community. And with that change, a new feeling has emerged. And I know you feel it with me. We have wind at our backs. That wind is the culmination of the community coming together to move Summit County in a steady, positive direction, focused not only on the future, but on proactively solving the challenges we face today. Throughout my speech today, you will hear me continue to say we and our when talking about our challenges and our accomplishments, because I do not stand here alone. The team of individuals who support the work of the county are too numerous to name, but I do specifically want to thank my staff for the work they do every single day to make Summit County the best county in the state of Ohio. Now, while the entire Summit County team does a wonderful job for our community, there are two achievements that I'd like to briefly highlight. First, in March, the county's Geographic Information Systems team received the ESRI Special Achievement in GIS Award for the outstanding work they're doing to support our county's economic development initiatives. Some of the amazing work the GIS team has done can be found in a brochure that's on your table, which highlights some of that and our economic development initiatives. Second, our Department of Jobs and Family Services volunteered to be the first large urban county to pilot the state's new eligibility determination system, ensuring we are much more prepared on the new system than our peers. These two achievements highlight both the diversity of the work we perform at the county and also the depth and breadth of the commitment of the county's team to the people of Summit County. I also want to thank our 31 partner communities, both large and small, for their trust, their vision, and their tireless dedication to improve the lives of our residents. To our foundations and nonprofits, thank you for putting Summit County's people first and helping to ignite the passion in our community. Thank you to our business leaders for continuing to keep Summit County on the leading edge of American ingenuity. And to the men and women of organized labor who are the fabric of this community. From the folks who have prepared and served our food today to those who have built many of the buildings where we work and live, thank you. And a very special thank you to the staff right here at the John S. Knight Center. Thank you to all of the elected officials and public servants in the audience today. In particular, our Summit County Council representatives and my fellow countywide elected officials. Your work is critical to the lives of the residents of this county. And I appreciate the sacrifice you make on a daily basis to serve others before yourself. And of course, I want to thank my family and friends whose love and support enables me to be the best Summit County executive I can be. Thank you. As I look back at my first State of the County in October of last year, I realize that the past 10 months have flown by so fast, and we have achieved so much in that time. As I reflect on the accomplishments of our team, it stands out to me that the county is a connector, a collaborator, a creator, and a contributor of so much in our community. We connect people. We collaborate with businesses, municipalities, and townships. We create programs to fill the needs of our residents, and we contribute to the betterment of the organizations and help bring together the community as a whole. The county is the base on which people can rely to help them meet their needs, whether it's a basic personal need or a complex business need. We make the connections, and we create the network for our residents and our businesses to succeed. Last year, we announced the connection of the county, the city of Akron, First Energy, and APV Coatings to develop a new business park in Firestone Park. I'm pleased to tell you that the Firestone Business Park project is moving forward as planned. We've lined up the necessary funding and procured a contractor to build the infrastructure for the park. And in the upcoming months, we will be going to Summit County Council and Akron City Council to put the finishing touches on the project before construction begins. Thanks to the leadership of so many in our community, including Dave and Tom Vinage, the Firestone Park area will once again be a center of commerce and jobs in our community. Anchored by two collaborative projects, the Bridgestone Technical Center and the Russell M. Pride Building. As collaborative as the Firestone Business Park project may be, we are setting records on the numbers of organizations that are connecting, collaborating, and creating new projects in downtown. Earlier this year, the county, Akron Public Schools, the City of Akron, and United Way of Summit County joined together to continue building on our success in the northern end of downtown. As SumaCare moved to the East End, these organizations partnered together to pave the way for Akron Public Schools to anchor the area in a renovated facility at 10 North Main Street. At the same time, the United Way purchased the Sojourner Truth Building from the county and just opened it as a beautifully renovated facility during its celebration of 100 successful years in Summit County. Thank you, United Way. But this partnership not only continued our momentum downtown. Through a series of related land swaps, this partnership set the City of Akron on a course to work with Alpha Phi Alpha Homes to develop the city's first single-family housing development in over a decade in the west side of Akron. Closer to the center of downtown Akron, the county, through the Summit County Land Bank and the Development Finance Authority of Summit County, has participated in one of the largest development teams in the county's history on the Bowery Project. As that project becomes ever closer to fruition, I would like to sincerely thank Akron Mayor Dan Horgan and the collection of partners for their vision to bring new housing, retail, and office space to the core of our county. Thank you, Mayor Horgan. These projects and others, including the continued expansion of Akron's Children's Hospital, the recent opening of the state-of-the-art Cleveland Clinic, Akron General Emergency Department, the ongoing construction of SUMA's West Tower, and the continued development of the East End, all highlight the energy and progress we are making in and around Akron's downtown core. That energy and vibrancy can be felt throughout all four corners of Summit County. We continue to see economic progress in Cuyahoga Falls under Mayor Don Walter's leadership with the reopening of Front Street. The city of Hudson continues growth with the second phase of First and Main. And the forward thinking displayed at the former Chrysler plant in Twinsburg, now transformed into the Cornerstone Business Park, shows all of us how to imagine our future differently. And just a few days ago, we broke ground for Akron Canton Airport new gate expansion, renovation, and green. But while all of these projects are necessary for our continued success, the work being done by our educational institutions is critical to our future. Perhaps no organization in our community has seen more change over the last few years than the University of Akron. And while the university has seen difficult times, For us to be successful in the 21st century, we need a strong, collaborative, and pioneering University of Akron. In Dr. John Green, we have a trusted leader as interim president, and we also have a board that is seeking to build the institution for the future. Those leaders must make difficult decisions, just like many of us have had to do over the last decade. Decisions necessary to ensure that the institution's continued stability, positioning the institution yet to educate our students for the jobs of tomorrow. The results of the University of Akron's academic program review announced earlier this month are tough yet necessary steps that the trustees have taken to ensure the institution is part of our success for generations to come. I cannot be more clear. Together, we must support the University of Akron, while at the same time keeping it accountable to the needs of our growing community. In 2018, we also saw the continued emergence of Stark State College as a transformative educational institution in our county. As students are entering the Stark State campus on Perkins Street for the first time, they're starting down a career path which will allow them to provide for themselves and their families for the rest of their lives. As our economy has evolved, we have seen increasing numbers of mid-skill jobs that require some education, but not a bachelor's degree. And as a community, we have struggled in recent years to fill those mid-skill jobs in a time frame that meets businesses' needs. However, Dr. Para Jones and her team at Stark State College are able to train and educate a large portion of our residents to obtain real, meaningful employment while providing a pipeline of skilled talent for our businesses. Whether it's participating in a commercial driver's license training near the Akron Executive Airport or obtaining a medical coding certificate, Stark State College will improve the chances for success for all who live in Summit County. Thank you to Dr. Jones and her entire team for Stark State's investment in Summit County. On the other hand, for our residents to be successful as adults, they must also be given the tools for success at a young age. Kudos to Superintendent David James and the Akron Public Schools Board of Education for developing the College and Career Academies that put our students on the path to careers in IT, business, health, manufacturing, and more. Additional kudos to the Summit County Summit Education Initiative, Connexus NEO, GAR Foundation, United Way, Greater Akron Chamber, and the Kent State University for their contributions to the development and implementation of the College and Career Academies, as well as the work they do every day to connect people of all ages with the skills that they need to succeed. As we set about retooling our educational institutions to provide businesses with the talent they need to succeed, we've also gone about assisting those businesses with retooling their facilities. In last year's State of the County speech, I announced a new partnership between my office and the Development Finance Authority of Summit County to expand the Akron Summit Energy Special Improvement District throughout Summit County. The expansion of the district allows companies to use low-interest financing to make energy-efficient heating, cooling, and lighting improvements and repay the financing through the energy savings from those improvements. Since last year's announcement, we have expanded the district to connect with the communities of Akron, Barberton, Bath, Copley, Coventry, Fairlawn, and Springfield, and are now working to expand the districts to Norton and Lakemoor. As the district has expanded, the county has used the program to make energy efficiency improvements at our sewer facilities, and Barberton used it to fund an energy efficient lighting upgrade around Lake Anna. The expansion of the district has paved the way for millions of dollars in private improvements to One Cascade Plaza in downtown Akron and the existing Crystal Clinic facility in Bath Township. And within the next few weeks, we will add Akron Rubber Development Laboratory's new facility in Barberton to the list of private projects that will benefit from this program. We are fast on our way to expanding the district even further, and I anticipate several new communities will connect into the district over the next year. Last year, I also highlighted a new connection between the county and the Development Finance Authority that we call the Down Payment on Jobs. Under that program, the county deposited $2 million of its unencumbered fund balance in the DFA's bond reserves, which created an additional $14 million in lending capacity for the DFA. The state of Ohio soon followed and matched the county's $2 million investment, bringing the additional lending capacity to $24 million. I'm happy to say that we are already beginning to see positive results from this partnership, with the DFA already funding 4 new projects in and around Summit County and 2 more on the horizon. And just a few days ago, the DFA announced that its jobs fund rating had been increased to an A-, in large part due to the down payment of jobs and subsequent state investment. And as a result, businesses in and around Summit County will now be able to finance projects through the Jobs Fund at even more favorable terms than ever before. 2018 also saw the full deployment of the DFA's partner organization, the Development Fund of the Western Reserve. Of the $6,750,000 Akron Community Revitalization Fund, that fund supported several critical projects that will create jobs in and around downtown Akron, including East Akron Neighborhoods Development Corporation's Middlebury Commons Senior Housing and Retail Development. I would like to thank Chris Burnham and the entire DFA board and staff for their continued partnership and their tireless work to find new ways to finance projects that keep our community advancing forward. Twenty 2018 has also been a big year for connecting local governments with infrastructure funds to create jobs in our community. The Summit County Transportation Improvement District was created by the county for the purpose of attaining state infrastructure funds for local economic development projects. In 2018 alone, the district obtained almost $850,000 for local projects, nearly doubling the funds it had received since its creation. In addition to the Firestone Business Park project, which I already spoke about, these funds will finance projects throughout Summit County, from the reconstruction of Romick Road to the reconstruction of Gent Road, Cleveland-Massillon intersection in Bath, and the repaving of Chamberlain Road in Twinsburg to support nearby development. I would like to thank our county engineer, Al Brubaker, for his leadership on these efforts. Each of these projects will put the men and women of Summit County to work and will allow the future development for and job creation. In 2012, I joined with County Fiscal Officer Kristen Scalise and the late Executive Russ Pry to ask County Council to create the Summit County Land Bank. Home foreclosures and subsequent vacant and abandoned properties has devastated much of the nation following the Great Recession. While Summit County's housing situation was not nearly as dire as our peers, we certainly had our problems, and the land bank was a new tool that allowed us to begin bringing life back to our neighborhoods. Since its creation, the Summit County Land Bank has directly invested over $10 million throughout every corner of Summit County. Collectively, we have facilitated the demolition of over 1,290 vacant and blighted structures. We have also awarded grants to communities and nonprofits of more than $3.4 million. And those grants have funded commercial and residential demolitions and rehabilitation problems. While the land bank plays a vital role in economic development initiatives, assisting in important community projects like the Rubber Bowl demolition and improving housing stock, the work is not just about bricks and mortar. Through their grants, the land bank is supporting housing programs for the underserved, and they restore our neighborhoods and property values, and they are bringing necessary funding back to our schools. I'd like to take a moment to thank our fiscal officer, Kristen Scalise, for her leadership in creating the land bank and being a steady, guiding hand in the organization as the organization develops and grows. You are truly a partner, Kristen, and I look forward to sharing more good news about the land bank as we go forward. Thank you so much. None of these development initiatives are possible without creativity, connections, and collaborations between the county and several local partners. Each of these projects, programs, and initiatives are important in their own right, and we are collectively responsible for advancing Summit County into the new 21st century economy. At the same time, the county has been working with the City of Akron, the Greater Akron Chamber, and the GAR Foundation to collectively overhaul our economic development ecosystem. Together, we have taken the first steps down the road path of building a truly collaborative, responsive, and highly functional economic development network focused on growing and developing our community from within. We have begun to meet with many of you in this room and will continue to meet with many more of you over the next couple of months to share our findings, our tactics, and our strategies to move our community along the path to even more growth, prosperity, and opportunity. While this strategy has been developed in conjunction with the City of Akron, much of the work is based on data and needs that impact the entire county. As we move forward with the implementation of the strategy, we will work with all local communities in the counties to adapt the strategy to your local needs and systems. But the overall picture of coordination, collaboration, and consistency will carry throughout all of our work. I am eager to begin working with each of your organizations and communities as we create a new day for economic development in Summit County. I think it's safe to say that the county and all of our partners have been incredibly busy over the last year doing everything possible to create and keep jobs for the men and women of Summit County. Perhaps what makes our successes even more remarkable is that we have managed to accomplish these successes with relatively constrained resources. Over the last decade, we have faced significant and continuous cuts in state revenue, as well as an ever-changing framework from funding and federal regulations, and an economic downturn and subsequent recovery that still impairs several sources of our revenue. And in 2018 marks the first year of the latest cuts from the state, a $4 million annual loss in Medicaid MCO sales tax revenue. In total, we are now dealing with annual losses in state funding of $11 million. That's $11 million less every year to operate a county of over 500,000 people. And over the last 8 years, we have lost over $60 million that could have and should have been used to provide the needed services to our community. That's why it's so critical that we continue to be creative and collaborative with all of our county offices and agencies. For the past several years, our Clerk of Courts office worked with my budget team to use excess title funds to provide additional funding for our public safety operations. Without those title funds, the cuts in vital public safety functions would have been even steeper. Thank you to Sandra Kurt and her team for working with my office to use these excess funds for the benefit of the safety of all of the residents of Summit County. Thank you, Sandra. Despite these numerous and severe financial challenges being thrown our way, we are projecting to end 2018 without tapping into our rainy day fund. At the same time, we have also been consistently credited by national bond rating agencies as having strong financial management, which is reflected in our AA+ bond rating. While we are very proud of the work we have done to be trusted stewards of the public funds, it comes at a cost of losing and not replacing more than 900 employees. It has also been accomplished by living within our means, reducing the number of buildings we own and operate, deferring maintenance to those buildings, and additionally, embracing new technology that helps us operate more efficiently. As a result, the people of Summit County continue to pay the lowest sales tax rate in the state of Ohio, with the county receiving only 0.5% of the 6.75% sales tax collected. Summit County residents also pay the lowest property tax of the 6 large urban counties. And because we do more with less, your tax dollars, we rank as the most financially efficient county of Ohio's large urban counties. As an aside, it has become somewhat of a tradition in this speech over the last several years to report that we are going to keep our rates flat for our sewer customers. I'm happy to report, despite increased regulations and costs, that we will once again not increase our sewer rates in 2019, bringing us to a total of 8 consecutive years without sewer rate increases. Now, this won't last forever, folks, but I think 8 years is a testament to how hard the team at the county works to be efficient and cost aware. Unfortunately, over the past decade, we have also faced a crippling opioid epidemic that has consumed much of the county's limited resources. In last year's speech, I announced my intention to file suit against opiate manufacturers and distributors that have flooded our streets with pills and consumed our criminal justice system. In December, we followed through on that promise, and the county was joined by 22 of our communities and entities as plaintiffs in a lawsuit against 11 opioid manufacturers and 3 distributors. While our case was consolidated with others across the country, we were selected as one of the 2 bellwether cases, and we now await a September 2019 trial date. As a lead plaintiff in a bellwether case, Summit County is a leader in the national opioid litigation and is helping to set the tone for the rest of the country. This effort is only possible through the dedicated and hard work of the prosecutor's offices, the levy agencies, police departments, sheriff's office, health department, law departments, and countless other individuals who have reviewed thousands of documents in a monumental discovery process. We are hopeful that this litigation results in changes in the opioid manufacturing and distribution practices nationwide, and we also hope to recover monetary damages to combat the epidemic in our community. One of the hardest hit populations from the opioid epidemic is our children. The children of addicted parents are facing challenges some of us can hardly imagine. As a result, Summit County Children's Services Board has seen a dramatic increase in their intake numbers, and the need continues to grow. CSB's levy is on the November 6th ballot, and I encourage you all to support it. There is literature on your table that outlines where the dollars go, and again, I am telling you, our kids need our help. Director of CSB, Julie Barnes, and her staff do the tireless work of being the protectors of her children, and our entire community is grateful to them. Thank you. As we aggressively are trying to recover and withstand the cost of the opiate epidemic, we are also taking proactive steps in several communities in our county to stretch our strained public safety dollars further. Over the past year, the county has connected with the cities of Akron, Cuyahoga Falls, Fairlawn, and Greene and Stowe to jointly acquire and own and operate a consolidated computer dispatch system. Just over a month ago, the participating communities executed an intergovernment agreement to provide for the operation and cost sharing for the consolidated system, which is expected to take about 18 months to build. This work has been quite an undertaking, and it would not have been possible without the countless hours of community leaders, legal counsels, dispatch professionals, and police and fire teams working in a positive and collaborative manner. While this new arrangement does not consolidate dispatch operations, locations, or staff, it is a positive step for 911 in Summit County. Each community will be able to use the consolidated CAD system in their separate dispatch operations, or it can be used in the event one or more of the communities consolidate dispatch operations in the future. By electing to replace their several aging dispatch systems with consolidated state-of-the-art system, the communities are expecting to save over $7 million in the first 5 years compared to each of them replacing their own systems. Each community involved should be commended for their effort for rethinking the way we do business and positioning ourselves to do more for our constituents with less. Perhaps no place has felt the county's loss of revenue and limited resources over the last decade more than the Summit County Jail. As many of you know, the Sheriff's Office is the largest portion of the county's general fund budget, and the operation of the jail is the largest portion of the Sheriff's budget. In all, the Summit County Jail consumes approximately 20% of the county's general fund budget. Unfortunately, as revenues became increasingly strained, the county was left with no choice but to trim staffing and services at the jail. Late last year, Summit County Council approved the formation of the Summit County Jail Operations Advisory Commission. The commission, which was created at the urging of Councilman David Hamilton, has met on a regular basis, aided by staff from my office, Prosecutor Sherry Bevan Walsh's office, and Sheriff Barry's office. The commission took a close look at the safety operations at the Summit County Jail. Just this past Monday, Councilman Hamilton, as chair of the commission, presented a report to his colleagues containing the recommendations of the commission. The recommendations boil down to two major needs: increased staffing and restored inmate services. I am grateful to live and serve in a community that can come together the way it did with this commission and connect the community with members of the sheriff's office, with my office, with the prosecutor's office, the local police departments, and the bench. The commission set forth a blueprint for change, and those of us in a position to implement change must pay close attention. To that end, members of my senior staff have been proactively meeting with members of Sheriff Barry's senior leadership to develop some creative and cost-effective solutions to meet the needs of the jail. And today I'm happy to share with you that we are prepared to immediately begin implementing solutions. Thank you. Earlier this month, I partnered with the Sheriff and our Office of Information Technology to introduce legislation to County Council that will install a new camera system throughout the jail. This new state-of-the-art system features 243 cameras strategically placed throughout the jail with the capability to capture and record both video and sound in all areas that house inmates. These cameras will allow for the sheriff's staff to have a more clear view of each area of the jail and its occupants, and will provide transparency when questions arise about incidents that occur. Additionally, I'm happy to announce that my administration will soon introduce legislation to Summit County Council that will redesignate the Glenwood Jail as a community alternative sentencing center run exclusively by Oriana House. If approved, the redesignation will take effect on January 1st of 2019 and will result in 16 deputies relocating to the Summit County Jail. Not only will this move bring additional staffing back to the jail, it is designed to alleviate the number of individuals housed at the jail and to direct more people to rehabilitative programming rather than incarceration. In conjunction with the additional deputies returning to the jail, the sheriff's office will reorganize to 12-hour shifts, which will provide additional deputy coverage and should reduce overtime costs. In total, these moves will create the equivalent of 18 additional deputies at the jail. This extra staffing is critical to the safety of both the deputies and the inmates in the facility, and we will also allow us to take an important additional step. The Sheriff's Office intends to add 4 full-time inmate service workers to the team at the jail, which will allow us to restore inmate services in a limited capacity. With these additional workers, we will reopen the gymnasium for recreation. We will reopen the library with an eye towards transforming it into a resource center. We will be able to reinstate AA and NA services for those suffering with addiction, and we will be able to resume providing religious services for those at the jail. All of these services are important both to break up the monotony and unease in a facility such as the jail, but also to encourage inmates at the facility to look at more productive lifestyle choices and outcomes. All of these changes create a safer environment for both our inmates and our deputies alike, and have been universally promoted by advocates for the inmates and the deputies and the community as a whole. I would like to take a moment to thank Councilman David Hamilton and all of the members of the commission, including Prosecutor Sherry Bevan Walsh and Judge Amy Carmichael Jones, for their work on this important endeavor. I would also like to thank Sheriff Steve Barry and his senior staff for partnering with my staff to develop these solutions, enabling us to begin implementing real change at the jail. To be sure, we have a long way to go, but together we have taken important first steps towards positive, meaningful change at the jail. The work of the commission and the effort to implement changes at the jail are only the latest example of the steps we're taking in Summit County to positively impact the criminal justice system. Within the last year, we began the Felony Summons Program. This initiative, which diverts thousands of low-level nonviolent offenders from pretrial detention, has been recognized and commended by the MacArthur Foundation. And it's no surprise why. With a show-up rate of more than 65%, we are saving space, we're saving dollars, and we are still ensuring the safety of our community. The Felony Summons Program truly illustrates connectivity of our safety forces, our prosecutor's office, our judiciary, and the positive results that will occur when they all move in the same direction. Our experiences in public safety and criminal justice show us that regardless of our diverse backgrounds, if we work together as a community, we can confront any challenge head on. I am proud that the county often plays the role of bringing together diverse people in order to find creative solutions to the problems we face. However, for us to truly accomplish that mission, it is important that the county government itself be more inclusive and representative of all of the people of Summit County. In this room last year, we talked about the formation of the Summit County Executives Advisory Council on Diversity and Inclusion. Since that time, the Advisory Council has met and developed recommendations for change. And in exchange, the staff at the county has begun to work thoughtfully to develop both new and improved solutions to implement the recommendations. Within the next few months, we'll be working with the Advisory Council to begin rolling out those solutions, and I look forward to discussing those more with you next year. But today I would like to talk a little bit more about the proactive steps we've already taken to ensure that the county government reflects its people both now and for years to come. One of the resounding themes of each advisory council meeting is walk the walk. Don't just talk about diversity and inclusion, be about it. I agree, which is why we are being very intentional about our new hires and promotions. Today, I can stand here and proudly tell you that of all the new hires and promotions to unclassified management and at-will jobs, 44% have been women, 33% have been people of color, and 11% have been people who identify as LGBTQ. Additionally, as I appoint to 54 boards and commissions, 42% of those new appointments have been people of color. We know that when a community sees themselves and my staff and on important boards and commissions, we all feel connected. When people feel heard and respected, it is a huge step forward for success for all of us. Fortunately, our arts and culture organization in this community play a large role in making all of us feel connected and creative. Our amazing art museum, which is nearly 100 years old, saw 81,000 visitors last year. The Akron Children's Museum, not yet 2 years old, has already seen 100,000 visitors. The gem of the Akron Civic Theater made substantial progress with its renovations and using state capital funds, and now generates over $8 million in economic activity in our community. Summit Art Space continues to grow and make expanded use of its space, while Arts Now opened a new home in the Ohio Building on Main Street. And now, how about the Akron Zoo? In 2017, attendance of nearly 417,000 people. It continues to be a destination for families in and out of Summit County. The Summit County Metro Parks, Stan Ewitt Hall, the Magical Theater Company, Summit County Historical Society, Blossom, Lock 3, and so many more. You all make Summit County a more vibrant place to live. Indeed, the arts and culture scene is thriving in Summit County. But what would our community be like without the organizations that represent the men and women who have sacrificed everything to give us our freedom? From the VFWs to the Legions and to our very own Veterans Service Commission, these organizations connect our veterans to each other and to the community they serve. One organization in particular has stepped up to meet the need of their brothers and sisters who served. Each year, the Laura Williams Dunlap Summit County Stand Down for Homeless and Displaced Veterans provides literally truckloads of goods to homeless veterans in our community. For the last 3 years, I am proud to say that Summit County has partnered with First Energy Foundation to contribute $60,000 towards this effort. This effort doesn't just provide boots and sleeping bag, folks. It also provides dignity and hope to the men and women who've served our country and now have fallen on hard times. This year's stand-down event will once again take place on September 11th at the VFW Post 3383 on Waterloo Road in Akron. And I ask each of you to support this important mission. Partnering with Family and Community Services, the City of Akron, and the Summit County Land Bank to create Summit County's first facility for homeless female veterans and their children. Several years ago, under the leadership of the Veterans Services Commission and Family Community Services, our community came together to construct Valor Home for homeless male veterans. However, a gap in services remained for homeless female veterans. And as the first female county executive, I am committed to filling that gap. In the coming months, we will open a 4-unit apartment building house for 4 homeless female veterans and their families. Summit Liberty House, as the facility will be known, is an important step towards getting these women who served us back on their feet. The partnership will marriage a project in Portage County where Family and Community Services partnered with Portage County local governments and nonprofits to create the first facility of its kind in the area. The Portage County facility has been a huge success, and we hope to bring the same sense of care, empathy, and hope to its Summit County sister facility. I would like to thank Mark Frazone, CEO of Family and Community Services, Fiscal Officer Kristen Solis, Chair of the Land Bank, and again, Mayor Dan Horgan for their support in this important project. At your tables are several donation envelopes, and I urge each of you to contribute to this worthy cause. I would also like to invite you to our first fundraising event for the Summit Liberty House at the Akron Civic Theater on September 27th at 5 o'clock. While it is imperative that we continue to care for our veterans and active service members, we must never forget those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. As such, I also invite all of you to join me on November 9th, for the unveiling of a new World War II memorial at the Summit County Courthouse. Thanks to the hard work of many veterans in this community, we have obtained the plaques that were formerly featured at Memorial Hall on the University of Akron campus. Taken out of storage, the plaques are being rehung near the courthouse entrance next to the Doughboy statue that was refurbished in 2013. This memorial connects today's Summit County residents with those who came before them and served this country so valiantly. We must never forget the sacrifices made by those who stood watch over us during our darkest times and those who continue to do so today. If you are an active member of the military or if you have served in the armed services in the past, will you please stand now so that we may give you our thanks? Veterans. Thank you. To serve those who serve this country is not just a good thing, it is the right thing. And just like the granite and iron that make up the memorials to our servicemen and women, the state of Summit County is strong. I can say that because I see that strength in each one of our organizations and businesses you represent. I see it in our youth and in the men and women who teach them. I see that strength in our seniors and the people who care for them. And most importantly, I see that strength in all of you. Summit County is not just the best place to live, work, and raise a family in Ohio because we say it is. It's the best place to live, work, and raise a family because each of you give of yourselves every single day to make that a reality. The county government helps many of you collaborate, connect, and create in order to do great things. But it is because of each and every one of you that I can stand here today and tell you that the state of Summit County is stronger than ever. Thank you, and thank you for all of your support and all of your efforts. We appreciate it. Thank you. Let me stay.
As I was madly live tweeting, I'm thinking, follow-up questions, there are a zillion. I've got a lot, but I know you have a lot more. So please, there are cards on your table. Folks will come around and collect them. Just to get things started, though.
Okay.
This has been described as a time when what's happening in national politics is sucking up all the energy in the room, mm-hmm. everybody's attention. How does somebody who is dealing with politics and government at the local level keep it real?
Well, it is all about the local level, okay? I've taken the position, and I know many of my colleagues and folks that do business and our nonprofits in the community feel the same way. We have to control our own destiny to the best of our ability, Schulte. And by working together, by collaborating, by thinking innovatively, we are doing just that. We want all the help that we can get, but the winds blow. They blow this way, they blow that way. We have wind in our back. So let's look at what we can do here locally to provide the needed services that we need and move our community into the 21st century economically. And we want the help, but we're gonna do what we need to do to stay the course here, okay?
You mentioned the opioid crisis, mm-hmm. and of course the lawsuit is no small thing.
No. Mm-mm.
What are you seeing overall in the evolution of this crisis now? What are the good signs? What are the challenges?
Well, the death rate is tapering, but that doesn't mean that people are not suffering from opioids. The use of Narcan, various programs that we've instituted, not just here but across the country, have reduced maybe the number of deaths, but it hasn't reduced the need or the demand. And to my knowledge, and I'm only gonna qualify that, we've seen some of the hospitals and some of the private practices really focus in on it, and I know there's some work being done on the federal level, but it's not an exact science. And one person, I've gotten emails where somebody says, well, I have chronic back problems, and so I need opioids. So the medical profession is going to have to balance through that between what's real and not real. That's not for the county to decide, but it is for us to be able to send a clear message to the folks that are perpetrating this to stop it and make it right and give us the funds to be able to help our people.
Where's the line drawn, though? Mm-hmm. You know, some of those who are charged as dealers are in fact addicts themselves. Where does the county find that ground?
Well, I think that's up to our criminal justice system, okay, and the folks that come through our system to the court system, and our judges here in Summit County, and our drug courts, and all of the pieces, parts that we put around our public safety folks are where we're concentrating to be able to get the folks the help that they need in the time that they need. We're also partnered with the health department, the hospitals, so we can look collectively. There's also an effort going on to look at more of the data. Okay, there's a coalition of us working together countywide to be able to understand not what we think's happening, but what is actually happening, and then help us determine where we need to align the resources. And we have partners, ADM, CSB, many of the community leaders that are at that table, taking a look at it through a different prism.
Okay. Just a few. How can the county help northern communities get out of the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District and
get
out of Cleveland Water?
I don't know that I can answer that standing up here today. I think there's been a couple of lawsuits filed up there, and it's not worked to anybody's advantage. But if they are feeling disadvantaged, I would encourage them to keep working on it. We would be happy to have a conversation with whoever that is that asked that question as well.
Okay. How are you going to know if the changes at the jail are successful?
I think there's a couple of different ways. One will be the feedback that we're getting, if you will, from our faith community, the folks that are coming into the jail. One will be the behaviors that we see when we potentially see inmates, and again, I'm not a criminal justice expert, but the behaviors that we see when people know that they're being videoed as opposed to not. And I think, quite honestly, the use of the gym and the resources, are they being taken advantage of? Are people coming in and using that? And then it would beg the question for us, what else If they are using it, then what else can we bring in that could help them perhaps turn their lives around?
With regard to Medicaid expansion, can you speak to its importance in securing health insurance for Summit County citizens and health care?
Well, I have to tell you, Medicaid, if whoever becomes governor changes their mind on Medicaid expansion, it will be devastating. The last number I heard is that we have 37,000 people in Summit County alone on Medicaid expansion. And to be honest with you, that will be a huge, huge handicap. So we are urging everybody to continue to support Medicaid expansion, to communicate with their state representatives, and to be able to, if they have the opportunity with the candidates that are running for governor to have that conversation, I would strongly encourage that. It will mean, it will cause a stream of things to happen which will not be positive.
Related question, behavioral health is in crisis in Akron and Summit County. What initiatives is Summit County considering to address this population and its care?
Well, the mental health and behavioral health issues are chronic, and they run, by the way, Schulte, many of them run in conjunction with the opiate addictions. There's lots of comorbidities, I think they call them, so that we are looking, again, working with our providers in that area to understand what's really real. You know, we have this one doing this, and we have this one doing that, and we have this one doing this, to understand what's really real and how can we make the impact. Where do the interventions need to be? Are we spending our money wisely? So as we look forward to next year and having conversations about our social services umbrella, if you will, there will be more to come on that.
With so much of the money for behavioral health care going into the opioid crisis and dealing with that issue, where's the balance there?
It's up to the local organizations to be able to figure out within their own budgets, because their funding streams come so differently that they, you know, it comes down with a mandate to provide this to get this money or a mandate to provide that. So they all have to look at their own budgets and figure out how they can do it. And I know that several of them have worked together to figure out, I do this well, what do you do? Okay, and how can we do that? Where's your funding streams, and where do they work? Where do they conflict, and where do they work together?
Okay. What do you see as the most pressing issue for Summit County in 2020?
I would tell you, in terms of not only budget, because we're concerned about what will happen at the state level and the federal level, but I do believe Medicaid expansion is huge. It's huge.
For those who don't see its direct impact, beyond the $37,000 number, what makes it huge?
Sure, the impact on that those people and their families. We know that getting health care early, okay, being able to go to your doctor and get an antibiotic because you have an ear infection, stops people from running into the emergency rooms. So Medicaid expansion offered services like that to a larger population. When they don't have it, they're going to be running into our emergency rooms to get that care at a very, very high cost. They tend not to want to go because they might get charged a bill. They don't have the money to pay the bill. So it becomes a downward spiral that is not healthy in any way, shape, or form.
Will you run for re-election in 2020?
Yes.
That takes care of three of the questions.
Okay.
Please talk about the influx of immigrants and refugees in our community and what their impact has been.
I think their impact has been amazing. We all know only too well the melting pot that North Hill in our city of Akron is. I can't speak for all of us in here, but I know my ancestors came from somewhere, and they came to this country, and they built a future. Many of them didn't speak English, didn't have a trade, but learned to be able to do that. And as I look around this room and project forward about how many of us have that heritage, that's what these people are doing. They're opening businesses, they're opening restaurants, they're trying to figure out how they can make their way. We forget here in our country how fortunate we are. And when people have struggled and come from horrendous backgrounds just to get here, These folks are hardworking. A lot of them have been farmers. The women are weavers. I remember a number of years ago I had a friend that called me to see if we could get looms for the women because they were weavers and they would be able to support themselves. Many of them become seamstresses. So this is, as you will, building that sub-economy and the diversity that they bring to the table. I don't know about you, but I love all kinds of different food. And I love all the people that make all the different kinds of food. So they bring a different feeling tone to our community. And if we really want to be a welcoming community, the Summit County and the city of Akron are both welcoming communities. We want to walk that walk as well and tell them all people are welcome.
This kind of gets back to the original question.
Thank you.
Given the national debate over immigration, mm-hmm. what can be done at a local level to have any impact on that debate?
To impact the national level? I think that communicating, as many of us don't do, with our representatives at the federal level, to be able to let them know that at least here in Summit County, we value the diversity of people. And we encourage them to not build barriers, but to break down barriers, reasonable barriers, that allow people to come to this country and create the future. And I'm telling you, the squeaky wheel gets the noise, folks. So if you don't communicate and you don't let them know what they're thinking, they go with the loudest voice, oftentimes, not always. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I thought there were a lot more questions here, mm-hmm. but four of them now are you running for
general? Yes, election? Yes, yes, and yes. Okay?
Those are the questions mm-hmm. beyond one more that I've got, mm-hmm. which is when you talk about Summit County to mm-hmm. people outside of Summit County, mm-hmm. what is it that resonates, that you get most excited about in talking about the county?
You know, I think we take for granted, everybody uses the word collaboration. Very few communities actually do it. And we were having a conversation the other day that somebody from outside called in, and I called a CEO of one of our major corporations just like that, and got an answer just like that. And they said, really? You were able to call that CEO, and they like took your call and talked to you? So I can feel the difference. It's almost as if we're a model when I go talk to those other communities. We've had folks come in, venture capital people come in, and they can feel the difference. I think there's also a difference in feeling what the Midwest looks like as opposed to the East Coast or the West Coast. But they feel that we're big enough to have resources and we're small enough to connect. And that makes a huge difference. And I can feel it when I talk to I sit on the national board for the County Executives of America, and I can tell you they are often envious of what we share here in Summit County.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Schulte. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.